In this case, we have Shloisha Achin, three brothers. Again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnai Mehen, two of them, Reuven and Shimon, let's say. Nesuyim Shtei Achayis, okay, so we're familiar with this case. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. The Echad, one of them, meaning Levi, Nosui Nochris, he was married to Chana, a woman who was no relation to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi married someone else altogether. Literally a stranger. We mean to say she's a stranger to Rachel and Leah. She's not a relative to them. Mes echad mi balei achoyas. One of the people married to the sisters died. Reuven. Again, I want to remind you what we said at the beginning. That's what Yaakov Avinu, that's the Rem, as they say, said Yechi Reuven. It's all just a mashal. So mes echad mi balei achoyas. Reuven dies. And dies without children. Vekonas nosui Nachris. Makanas means to take in. You learn Perek HaKoines. HaKoines Seiladir. They took in the sheep into the place where the sheep live. So Konas means to take in. V'chonas Nosui Nachris. The third brother who was married to the relative stranger, Levi, was married to Chana, took in Es Ishtai. He was Miyavim Rachel. He was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yivam. So Levi now has two wives, Rachel and Chana. Vameis. Then Levi dies without children. As I'm saying it, write it down on a piece of paper. It makes it easier to understand. So Levi also dies without children. So what do we have over here? We have two almanas. Rachel, Reuven's almana, and Chana, who's Levi's almana. And they both fall to Shimon, the surviving brother, who's still married to Leah. So what does Shimon do here? Zakta Mishnah Rishayna, Rachel, who was Shimon's first brother that died. Rachel was Reuven's wife. Yoitza, she goes out. Why? Mishum Achois Isha. Shimon is married to Leah, to Rachel's sister. This is easy. This is an easy case. She's an Erva, there's no Yivam between Shimon and Rachel. Ushnia, what about Chana? We're calling her Shnia because she's the second woman that came into question after the second brother died. She also goes out Mishum Tzerasa. Remember, after Reuven died, Levi was Miyavim Rachel. So Rachel and Chana were Tzoras. Both were married to Levi. So Chana is Tzoras Erva. This is a classical case of Tzoras Erva that we learned in the first Mishnah. Now, let's revisit this case. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Rachel's sister Leah. The third brother Levi is married to Chana, a stranger. Reuven dies. In this case, Levi was not Miyavim Rachel. He started the process Osaba Maimer. He just did a Maimer. Umes, and then Levi died, also without children. So what's going to happen as far as Shimon is concerned? Shimon, who's married to Leah, but he has Rachel and Chana. Rachel was his first brother's wife, and she received a maimer from his second brother, Levi. Chana was married to Levi. Zakta Mishnah, Nachris, who's Chana, she's the stranger because she's not part of the sister. Chalet says, she has to give Chalitza to Shimon. V'loy misyevemes. Shimon cannot be miyavim her. She is a tzoras erva midrabbanon. Because Levi did give a maimer to Rachel, so midrabbanon Rachel and Chana are married to Levi. And being that Rachel is Shimon's wife's sister, there's no yivam for Rachel. That's min ha-toira, but it cannot be miyavim Chana either, because midrabbanon she's a tzara of an erva. But she does require chalitza, because Rachel wasn't really married to Levi min ha-toira. It was just a maimer. So therefore, Nachris, who is Chana, Choletzes, is to give Chalitza, Bavolai Misyavemes, Loi, the Yivam option is not there. She cannot become Misyavemes there. Next case in our Mishnah. Once again, please do what I do. Take a separate piece of paper for each case and write it down. Top line, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Under Reuven, write Rachel. Under Shimon, Leah. Under Levi, Chana. So again, Shloisha Achim, three brothers. Shnayim Ahem, two of them, Reuven and Shimon, Nesuyim Shtei Achoyes, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. The Echad Nosuy Nochris. Levi is married to Chana. In this case, who dies first? Levi. Umeis Hanosi Nochris. The one who was married to the stranger, meaning Levi was married to Chana. He died without children. One of the husbands that was married to sisters was Miyavim, his wife. Let's say Shimon was Miyavim Chana. She had every right to do it. He had a mitzvah to do so. His brother Levi died without children. Shimon is Miyavim, his wife. Umeis, Shimon dies, and he dies without children. So now, Shimon's two current wives, Leah, who he is always married to, and Chana, that he was Miyavim, they all fall to Reuven. What can Reuven do here? Zakta Mishnah Harishayna, the wife that was always married to Shimon, to start with Leah. Yoytze Meshima Chaisisha. No Yivim over there. Reuven's married to Rachel, Leah's sister. Ushnia and Chana, that Shimon was Miyavim, she also goes out, Meshum Tzarasa, because she's the Tzara of Leah. Leah and Chana were both married to Shimon. So Leah is part of, because she's a Chos Ishtoi, and Chana is the Tzara Serva. But what happens if after Levi died, Shimon didn't have a chance to be Miyavim Chana? He only was able to do a Maimer. Also by Maimer, and then Umes Shimon died. Also without children. So what does Reuven do now? Leah, she's still a Chos Ishtoi. Reuven is still married to Rachel. Chana, who is the Nachris, the stranger, Choletzes. She's going to have to do Chalitza, but B'lai Mesiyavim is going to be Miyavim. Here too, being that Shimon only did a Maimer, so Chana is like only married to Shimon Midrabonon. That's not enough for her to automatically go out of the Yivim situation because she was a Tzara with Leah. She wasn't really a Tzara to Leah. Leah and Chana weren't really both married Midrabonon to Shimon. Leah was, but Chana was only a Maimer. On the other hand, she's going to have to do Chalitza. Reuven cannot be Miyavim her, because the Drabonadik marriage to Shimon is enough to say that she's enough of a Midrabonadik at Tzara's Erva, that Leah and Chana were together at least as wives to the same husband, Midrabonon, and therefore being that Leah is Reuven's wife's sister, Chana too, does not present the option of Yivum, but she's going to have Chalitza because it's only Midrabonon. Okay, let's see how many cases we had in our Mishnah. You can make a separate paper just for the Chazara. It's okay. So each of the cases is really divided into two. A real Yivim and a Maimer. Case number one. Three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Levi was married to Chana. Reuven dies. Levi is Miyavim, Rachel. Now Levi dies. What does Shimon do? Shimon is married to Leah. But Levi's two wives now fall to Shimon for Yivam. But what's the halach in regard to Levi's two wives? There's Rachel, whom Levi was Miyavim after Reuven died, and there's Chana. Well, Rachel, Shimon can't be Miyavim because she's Leah's sister. It's a Chos Ishtoi. And Chana is a Tzara Serva. Once Levi was Miyavim Rachel, she's a regular wife. So Chana and Rachel were both tzaris. So if Rachel goes out because she's an erva, Chana also goes out because she's tzaris erva. But what if Levi only did a maimer for Reuven's wife Rachel, and then he died? So again, as far as Shimon is concerned, Rachel is still his wife's sister. But what about Chana? Chana is going to be choletzes for Leimis Yivem. She's going to require chalitza because the marriage is only midrabana. She's not a real tzaris erva. But he cannot be Miyavim her. So if Rachel was married to Levi Midrabanan, so Midrabanan, Rachel and Chana are Tzara's Ervas. Just like he can't take Rachel, because she's his wife's sister, he won't be able to take Chana because of the Midrabanadik marriage, but she would require Chalitza. Then we had the following case. Three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Levi's married to Chana. Levi dies. One of the brothers that was married to the sisters is Miyavim Chana. Let's say Shimon is Miyavim Chana. I don't remember which mashal we used when we said the Mishnah, whether it was Reuven or Shimon, but it makes no difference. Say Shimon is Miyavim Chana. Now Shimon dies. What does Reuven do? Shimon's two wives are Leah. Leah was originally married to Shimon, and he was Miyavim Chana. Well, Reuven can't take Leah. Leah is his wife Rachel's sister. And Chana is a Tzara Serva. But what if Shimon only made a Maimer in Chana, and then he died? What does Reuven do? Again, can't marry Leah. Leah is still Rachel's sister. As far as Chana is concerned, we're going to require Chalitz over here. She's not a real Tzara Serva because Shimon didn't mamish marry. He wasn't Miyavim her. He just did the Maimer. She doesn't automatically go out. On the other hand, Reuven cannot be Miyavim Chana because Soif Klosoif, there was a Maimer Midrabana that connected Chana to Shimon, and therefore Leah and Chana were Tzoras Erbes Midrabana, so he can't be Miyavim her. But she would require Chalitza.